Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports, it's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just choning on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive, bit season, couple of regular guys, it's bit season, go have yourself a laugh, it's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Happy draft day, everybody. Welcome to Bit Season, episode 170. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez. Hey, thank you for the congratulatory text back after I told you I shot 69 yesterday, Drab.
Yeah, well, I was going to compliment you. You beat me to it. You're tooting your own horn
here.
I know.
It's a little selfish of me. But it was one of those touch by God days. Where I was 2 under through the first three. All the guys told me to put it out, which is Mike Marr's new favorite phrase of the day, is you got to put everything out.
You guys were putting everything out?
Everything out.
69?
Yeah. And it's actually, I felt, it's one of the best days of my life.
Wow.
Yeah, it is. And I'm not to be so hyperbolic about it, but I... It was like a culmination of all the rounds of golf, all the hard work, all the practice, yep. all the Instagram reels of how to fix your swing, all of the practicing in behind the glass with the putter, and it felt like I accomplished something. It felt like I climbed the mountaintop.
Well, I do think that is a massive accomplishment, even if it's at your home course that you play 3 times a week. Okay, I think that's a big deal.
That's a little backhanded.
Well, I think
right
that needs to be said. It's not like you just played some like random course and you just lit it up.
No, it is my Hidden Creek at my home course.
How many times a month are you playing Hidden Creek?
Let's see.
April,
probably about 10.
Yeah, so all right. You got to add a couple strokes, but I would say that's a fantastic round for you, and breaking 70 is a major accomplishment.
A massive accomplishment. Yeah. I think I don't know what else is on the golf checklist. Maybe I need to give it up.
You're always going to be chasing that.
Now I'm chasing 68.
Yeah.
But I don't have any more goals. My only other goal was to break 70 in my life.
Your username, Valdez Shot 69.
Because that sounds like I'm a porn star.
69 shot Valdez.
Yeah, Valdez shot 69.
Well,
nice.
That's a big deal to you, man. So I'm felt a little bad it happened on draft day and you didn't get a lot of ADs on the big show.
I got zero ADs on the big show about it.
How come you didn't bring it up there?
Well, it's not my place. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If they want to bring it up, that's fine. But I wasn't going to do it on my own.
Right.
Now on here, I'm tooting away. That horn's going loud as can be. Well, toot, 69, 69, 69.
What would you put that in? What percentage of people could shoot a 69? I honestly don't know.
Oh, I mean,
5%, 3%, 1%
of total golfers out there.
Yeah,
it has to be less than 1%.
Mm.
I mean, there's a lot of Mike Mars out there.
A lot of
Drabbies out there.
What kind of green jacket thing you said you're going for?
The green coat. It's a tournament.
The green coat.
Yes, where we have it's a team event. So I have three other players on my team, and then there's a prize pool of around $30,000 at Calcutta.
All goes to first place team?
Yeah, and then there's some sweeps that you that's separate from the Calcutta that you do.
I just
like saying Calcutta.
I can tell. You know that I don't know what that means. You know that nobody else knows what that means, but except for you and Jack. Was Jack listening?
I wasn't playing with Jack. I was playing with the elderly group.
How are you hitting from the senior tees?
No.
Are you playing from the senior tees?
No, I was not playing from the senior tees. Okay. You're trying to poke hole.
Maybe I am a little bit.
I know deep down off air you're happy for me, but I know you're kind of poking holes and poking the bear right now. So.
Well, I mean, you shot five shots better than your previous best.
My previous best was no.
I thought it was 74.
No. Ooh. I shot even par at Potomac Shores.
Oh, okay.
That was 72, and then I crushed my personal best yesterday.
What's the yardage of Hidden Creek?
like 6,500.
Okay. What's the slope factor?
I've never seen you slope? So invested in my life.
What's the slope? 129?
I don't know it off the top of my head. The fact that you use the word slope, it made my day.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank
you.
You're gonna have a great time. You're gonna have a great time being the A player of the Purple Heart team, Drabby.
Oh, I think I'm out of the Purple Heart this year.
I am too.
Actually, I may be back in. I don't know if I could talk about this.
What do you mean?
I was in a meeting. I was in a meeting like a week or so ago. I won't go into too many details, but okay. I told a sales manager that I would not be participating in the Purple Heart.
Okay. The Purple Heart is our yearly golfing tradition where you, me, Cakes, and then a fourth, and Mar has cemented himself as the fourth, but it has rotated over the years. And Mar go out there and we play a scramble tournament benefiting people injured in the line of duty.
When I tell you guys that there's no such thing as a done deal, there's no such thing as a done deal. Even if the top sales guy tells you it's a done deal a million times over, you sign that dotted line, nothing's a done deal.
That top sales guy has used that phrase done deal a billion times, and then he's struck out more than the Orioles.
I won't go into too many details, but I was in a meeting with a sales manager recently, and I told her I would not be playing in the Purple Heart because I was anticipating that my endorsement for a hair transplant
the turkey job,
not the turkey
I
job,
know, but
would be happening on May 22nd. Yes, I have reached the pinnacle of my career, and I'm in line. I've worked out all the details, gone to the consultations, crunched all the numbers. We've done everything.
Oh, so you've actually had the meetings with the doctor and everything?
Multiple times. Been in the office. It was a done deal.
That sounds like you're at the finish line.
I'm supposed to
you're getting ready to cross into the goal line.
I filled out the the office's paperwork. Like,
have you had consultation and everything?
Yes. Yeah.
Like they've said, oh, you're a prime candidate.
A week ago, I was scheduled for a hair transplant on May 22nd.
I mean, you had the date and everything.
Yeah. Well, I'll be missing the show for a couple days.
Huh.
Thursday and Friday. I was in a sales meeting, and I told her I'm not planning the Purple Heart because I need my follicles to
heal.
I don't want to be out on the golf course 10 days later. And this is a person that has the golden touch, pretty much like approves everything, knows everything that's going on.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
This has been in the works with top sales guy and me for months. My consultation, I think, was in February.
I know. I see you talking to him or her about this all the time.
And I've teased it on the junkies. Anyways, so I tell her, she looks me in the face and says, "What hair transplant? What are you talking about?"
Oh, no.
And I go, "No. Please tell me you know what I'm talking about." She says, "I have no idea what you're talking about." Now, keep in mind, I've been through the ringer with this sales manager before because I have been denied three previous times for hair transplants endorsements.
Denied from the station or denied
it just,
from?
It didn't work out. Either the deal didn't work out, there were legal issues, all kinds of stuff, right? Uh-huh. There's a red tape
galore.
Nonstop, every time. This has been 5 years of this. Of every time I get that cherry dangled in front of me, where I think the hair. I've never gotten this far. Okay, I've never had it scheduled. I've been to consultations many times. Uh-huh. I've always been told, "Hey, we got somebody. We got a new doctor."
Hey, you know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of Edge of Tomorrow. Where you're doing this
whole
you're doing that process over and over and over again.
Yeah.
You're getting a little bit further, a little bit further, a little bit further. Then all of a sudden, this is the farthest you've gotten. You don't know what to expect.
Live, die, repeat. great analogy, Valdez.
Thank you.
She says, "What hair transplant? I've never heard of this. I haven't heard one word of this." And I look her in the face and I said, "I told this sales guy to tell you on day one what was going on and to come to you with this possible endorsement or whatever you want to call it, deal."
It's also, that's not your responsibility.
I said, "Hey, Sam, this thing's going to get tripped up along the way. There's a lot of red tape. Please talk to the sales manager about it so we can get the green light before we get too far down the road, like scheduling appointments or going to consultations."
Yeah, I was going to say, your hopes are through the roof right now because you've done all the appointments. You've gotten further than you've ever imagined.
Well, guess what? The procedure is postponed.
Okay, postponed, not canceled. Postponed.
It's not canceled yet, but I would say it's not looking great, and I'm not feeling great, and I'm pretty rick about it because, look, I didn't want to get my hopes up,
and you got them up,
dude. I'm a couple weeks out, less than a month out.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
And I don't blame you.
And it's not, the way that kind of would work is that they would be doing the procedure and then I would be talking about the procedure over the next probably couple of years on the show. It's a perfect fit. So many bald listeners out there. You guys have heard my story over the years about being bald. The doctor was booked on, I saw it in the pitch, was booked on bit season to come in here. Okay. This is the same doctor who called into the junkies like 6 months ago.
Yes. I know. That guy was great.
He was awesome. Yeah. Very excited.
I'm sorry for you.
Yeah.
But I get it. This is I've learned to just steer clear of this temptation because it's happened numerous times with usually with automobiles.
Mm-hmm.
And
until you're sitting in the front seat of your automobile in your driveway, deal's never done.
I'll never forget. I drove all the way down to Dumfries for this salesperson. Mm-hmm. And then he says, "Hey, we're going to be able to get you a car deal." You know, and I was more naive back then.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a couple of years, like 3, 4, 5 years ago. I drive all the way down there. We're in their conference room, and I'm doing all the shtick. I'm doing the Valdez shtick, junkie shtick. The GM or owner of the dealership is a P1, asking questions, and we're hitting it off. I'm on my A game.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm schmoozing like none other. you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, where you're just getting these softballs lobbed to you, and you're knocking them out of the park. It couldn't have gone any better. Like, and then they have me test driving a car like that I'm going to be able to pick out and do the endorsement for. I'm riding around this Dodge Durango, all right, on Route 1 near Dumfries.
Yeah.
and I'm oh, man, this is nice.
You envision
it. And I was like, God, this is going to be so awesome. I finally get to scrap my hoopty car and I'm riding in style. And I come back and I really like the car and everything. And then, like, the sales guy, not the GM, but and not the sales guy that works here, but like all of a sudden has paperwork in front of me to sign over my life to go lease this car. And I was like, hold on. I thought this deal's done. Like, we don't know any of the particulars. Thank God I did not sign that paper. And that would have been the biggest life mistake of my life, is signing that paper and leasing a Dodge Durango for $450 a month.
Yeah, because the car deal stuff is tricky because that deal
fell so flat.
Yeah, the car deal stuff is tricky. The way it kind of works here is that you would sign a lease and they would pay you month as you go, and the idea is that it would continue throughout the whole entire lease. But things change, GMs move all the time, the car dealership business, and so they could 4 months later say, "Oh, we don't want to do it anymore," and then Valdez is on the hook for 2.5 more years of a lease of a car.
I mean, I didn't even that person was telling me it's taken care of. And if I would have listened to that person, nothing would have been taken care of. Not even for 2 months,
yeah.
4 months,
well, you
0
know,
months.
You
That's
know,
what it would have been.
You know what would have been great for me? They can't take the hairs back out of your head.
I know. Yeah. Are they going to pluck them with tweezers?
So I'm a little down in the dumps. Fingers crossed it still happens. Yeah. I think you guys know what it would mean to me.
Hey, speaking of car.
Yeah.
You remember when we were talking about the state inspection stuff, and you had a nice little Jones session on my jalopy,
your clunker, yeah.
Well, ever since then, I think you put the jinx on my car.
It's on the fritz again.
Every single thing's popping up. Higher pressure lights going off like crazy.
I think it was me.
I got engine coolant leaking out of there.
That's why I was choning on your car.
I might have to push my car from D.C. back to Virginia today.
Go get some coolant.
I am. I'm taking care of it today.
Hey,
but you've been on my mind lately as every single gauge and light has gone off in my interior of my car.
Well, look, if you saw me pull away from that curb, you would hear my fan bell going, you know, it is what it is. Yeah. I'll get around to it eventually, I guess.
Yeah.
I am getting super intrigued by getting some sort of electric vehicle these days. Oh. The commute is so, like, every time I'm crunching the numbers, I'm like, I'm just literally pissing money away on gas every single month. And I drive so far, and I got a dumb BMW where you can't just put the cheap gas in.
Oh, you have to use premium?
I mean, I'm lighting money on fire, like Bickle says.
you got to dump premium gas in your 2010 BMW?
Yeah, well, 2013. But I think, and I'm putting out feelers to the guys, the valets at the hotel that park our cars,
yeah,
they'll let me charge because they got chargers down there.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that.
I think they're open a lot of time, so they might do some charging for me. Maybe I slip them a few extra bucks.
So what are you going to buy, like a used?
Probably used.
You know what? I bet you can find some lib out there who wants to unload that Tesla they got.
There's plenty of Teslas available. I haven't gotten that far.
Is that really a hot market?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think a lot of people feel one way or another about Teslas right now. So, for me, it's not even a Tesla. I just would like to find
any kind of electric
vehicle that would work. And that's a big I saw something that said only 1% of people, this might be a fake stat, who move on from gas to electric vehicles go back to gas-powered vehicles.
Interesting.
1%.
Don't you think there's
that retention rate is unbelievable?
Don't you think there is some manly factor, though?
Yeah, of course.
Like, you're
That's why you got to get, like, the performance edition, so you can just smoke all those
laughing at you.
Those fossil fuel guys off the line.
Hey, you can't get a Prius.
No, I would never get a Prius. That's too much joning.
Too much joning.
I'm just not a Prius guy. My buddy Kent is trying to get me to get a Subaru. I'm like,
oh my God.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
Subarus?
Yeah. He has a Subaru. He loves it.
Why do people love Subaru so much?
Who do you think he voted for?
Is Ken a blue hair?
Oh, yeah. Blue hair.
That's funny. You know what? I appreciate you this week. We're talking about joning. Of you starting the JP joning when he was on vacation.
It's a very dangerous game.
When he was on vacation. Look, people got to realize when you're on vacation, you're going to get shrapnel. And it's best when the person's not there because they can't fight back. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of fish in a barrel. But I appreciate you calling him out for his surfside grift that he did.
Well, it's not even for JP to find out. It doesn't really matter if somebody tells him or not. But I wanted the audience to know what kind of person JP is. And that is not a team player. He's not a team player. Because
he's a ball hog?
It just doesn't even, like, I probably drink a similar amount as JP, right?
Yeah.
Not much, hardly ever.
Rarely. Maybe once a month. If that.
Okay, honestly, I can't tell you the last time I had a drink. Probably Hooters. I had a beer at Hooters. Yeah. All right, so within the month, sure. I felt it was disrespectful of John Paul, who doesn't drink.
Yeah, it's disrespectful to all the alcoholics on
but
the show.
I think I have him figured out.
Okay.
JP's such a money hog. Okay. It was more about money than it was the alcohol. Here's why.
Well, we're so tantalized by free crap.
No.
No?
No. Why do you think that Surfside plug gets hammered every single day?
You mean the poll of the day sponsored by Surfside.
She's crammed in there all the time instead of just like finding the right spot. We'll never miss it.
Will Luca make it to the NBA Finals? Surfside poll of the day.
I just think that he wants to keep that
gravy train.
He wants to keep that gravy train coming.
Uh-huh.
And the possibility of money, endorsements, all that kind of stuff.
Well, don't you want to make the advertisers happy?
Sure, but you want to make all our advertisers happy.
So he's going above and beyond.
I think he's going above and beyond because he wants to say Surfside this, Surfside that. Cokie comes over. We have a party. I brought him here. I did all that. He just wants to be able to say, have a story to the Surfside to make Bobby Bilicki happy so the money keeps coming in.
Okay.
He doesn't drink alcohol. Why is he hogging Surfside?
It's not hogging the Surfside. They brought in so much of it. And everyone got their cut, basically. But he took all of the most popular flavors.
Okay, how many Surfsides did Drab take?
Well, you have four cases in your office, but you took zero home.
Those are not my cases. Those are Bickles and yours and Mars. I gave up the rights to Surfside because I know that I don't drink, and everybody else loves Surfside.
It's almost like we get a tennis endorsement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't go and use all of our tennis stuff. I'd give it to you.
Exactly. Right. Yes. If Golfdom comes in here and
brings boxes of balls,
wouldn't you be Rick if I was taking a bunch of Pro V1s?
I would be
okay.
Furious.
That's the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm self aware enough to say to know, hey, golf balls don't matter to me, and I don't golf enough to use them. So please, EB and Valdez and Bish, please take all the Pro V1s. I'll take the Kirkland signatures.
I'll take all the numbers.
Or the range balls that have been sucked out of the pond.
Yeah, refurbished numbers.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't like that. And plus, he took all. You also got to know that if you got to look at the flavors that come. If there's a. This isn't an insult to Surfside, and this is my opinion, but if you have. A bunch of green teas, a bunch of lemonades, and a bunch of fruity tutti flavors.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just leave the green teas for everyone else, and you just take all the good flavors that everybody wants.
Right.
I know you're going to say I like the green tea.
No, I'm not. No, I'm with you. That it's the most popular one. They get scooped up so quickly when you have them out at a party, you have them in the fridge and people grab them. It's the first one to go. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows that. And he hogged all three of them. There were six total that were brought in of that particular flavor, and he took 50% of it.
Right. On a 6-man or 7-man.
No, show. The most egregious part of it, and this is what really grinded
this really is behind the scenes of the Jones. You want to go behind the glass?
And this is what really grinded my gears. Mm. Is you know how he has like that little snicker sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, huh, I still have mine left over from New Year's, as he's scooping all of them up. That was the kick in the balls, right there. That was the cherry on top that didn't go unnoticed.
Wow, what does that comment mean to you?
Well, that means he's got a fridge full of them from New Year's when he's
not drinking them.
Yeah,
and he's saving them only for like, I don't know, some birthday party or something. I'm not really sure. He has people over all the time.
Everyone was thinking the same exact thing, but you at least had the balls to say it.
Thank you.
I guess I'm ballless.
Here's why I could say it, because it didn't really he didn't affect me, right? You guys couldn't really say anything because you guys were actually slighted about it a little bit. I didn't take any home, so it didn't no sweat off my sack, bro.
I mean, were we just making this a bigger deal than it is?
Well, we make everything a bigger deal.
That's also true.
Come on,
we're trying to be entertaining, but at least you're self aware,
mm-hmm.
and I appreciate that.
Self-awareness is one of the most slept-on abilities out there for people. A lack of self-awareness, I should say, is a real problem in this country.
Oh, interesting. I thought you had to more.
I don't have a rant ready, but I have thought that over the years that like people just are so into whatever they want at all times that we're living in a community here, as Jerry Seinfeld says. Yeah.
A society, people.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of like today when you we were bringing up Vinny and Joe going to the Mets game.
Mm-hmm.
They get
lack of self-awareness.
They get personal gratification, mm-hmm. jong with all the Mets players, but they are part of a community. There's someone sitting behind them. There's someone sitting next to them. Someone sitting in front of them.
Did Bickle wonder? I wonder how this comes off for the radio station. Have a bunch of Mets fans sitting in the 106.7 seats.
No.
That's minor. I don't.
Hey, that liver's gonna get overworked.
Yeah,
overworked this weekend.
Vinny and Joe coming into town. EB's excited for it. Again, more proof that Dino wears khakis. Did you see the tweet from? I think it's Jaime Manassas who sent us that. I think that's Jaime Manassas. I might be wrong.
Yes, I saw someone
Dino wearing khakis at Cornell volleyball game.
Yeah, I've seen her wear khakis multiple
times.
She
might exclusively wear khakis.
What does he do? Is he blind?
I don't think he knows what khakis are.
You know what? He must have a different interpretation of khakis.
Yeah.
They couldn't be any more khaki. I actually think the entire family was wearing khakis in that picture.
I think they were.
Eric's going to need a lot of olive oil. Mm-hmm. to cleanse
himself
from the weekend.
They're going to be sweating olive oil this weekend. The ballpark.
You know, Vinny might taste like olive oil. Do you understand that?
The olive oil fad? I mean, I've seen people do it before. But here's what I do know about, and I don't know a lot about it. But I do know that in Europe, it is much, or in the Middle East, it is much more of like a sipping thing. Where you people might have olive oil, and it's not just, you're just dunking your bread in it. Like, people will actually drink high quality olive oil. More
really?
Like as like a sipping thing or a delicacy.
Okay.
If that's the right word.
So I don't understand. He said it's to help his glucose levels. Is that what it's really doing?
I don't know. I've known that it's one of these fads that, that people take a shot of olive oil. Those meatheads on Instagram I see talking about it. But isn't that a seed oil too? So I don't really know. Aren't we against seed oils now?
I'm not sure about that.
Hey, Grant.
Grant.
Grant walked in here.
I'm not sure about that. And I don't know the health effects of it. Eric is such a a moth to a flame. He definitely has.
The guy's
like
so gullible about everything,
and he has such ADD, and like he gets so hyper focused on something. And like, think about it. So you brought the seaweed. All right, he was the big seaweed guy.
Now look,
he was eating shiitake mushrooms. Right.
Okay, hold on.
For his health,
I don't actually want to just. I actually get a kick out of that by EB, and I think somewhat. We are all the same way where we like trying out new things or hear about things and you want to try it. Uh-huh. Maybe it's not that much different than you hearing about a new putter or something like that.
Yeah.
Like he's always looking for health hacks.
Well, he's always looking for a shortcut.
A shortcut, yeah.
Yes, especially health. But he's the one that bought the new putter and is buying new club. You know what I mean?
But isn't that part of life? Like you get excited about hearing about things and trying things out yourself.
It's not me, but I'm excited for him to explore all of these life hacks because I want to have the easiest route to being healthy as possible. Like if I can find a cheat code where all of a sudden I can lose 20 pounds, I'm into it. Yeah. I'll let him be the guinea pig though. Like I'm not gonna have the cayenne pepper cleanse thing that he was talking about.
What else is he's done the orange glasses? He got me on that one.
The blue light blockers. Yeah. that guy was yeah. meant for like
he
QVC,
is a great salesman.
QVC infomercials.
The only issue is that nowadays they're a little bit more down the wormhole. It's more of a turnoff to me. Like, I'm just not more interested in that. Where it's like, they're all kind of loosely connected. You remember when he was pumping zinc for nonstop and us we had to have zinc all the time?
No. Here's another one. What am I doing?
Oh, yeah. Slap it. Remember,
pat your lymph nodes.
Can the guy just hit the gym? Can he just hit the gym and stop drinking so much?
Any ounce of work. He's trying to avoid.
Yeah, shortcut. Yeah.
I've never, like, okay, you want to be healthy? Here's how you be healthy. You watch what you eat and you exercise.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even the sauna and the cold plunging stuff, like that's kind of a fad.
Oh, for right? sure. They're all fads.
I haven't heard him talk about saunaing in a long time.
Because he's on to the next one. I forgot about the slapping of the lats or whatever.
Some old Chinese lady was talking about slapping her armpits, and then he started doing that. Right?
Yeah.
It gets the blood. It gets the blood moving.
All right. Well, I guarantee you, he will not be taking shots of olive oil in 2 months from now.
That's just my
prediction. That'll be over. He'll be on to something else.
Yeah, I definitely can see that. Hey,
have you ever taken a shot of olive oil?
I've never done that. You know what?
Why don't we do that? Why did we do that on the show? We should do that next week. Maybe after the draft. Everyone take a big gulp of olive oil.
Did you ever do? You ever do this?
Hmm.
You ever have to take a drug test? All right, and maybe you smoked a little wacky tobacco a couple weeks. And you're a little worried about it because it stays in your system.
What is it? Is it clog up the...
What?
No. Olive oil clogs up
No. You do a shot of the vinegar. Apple cider vinegar.
Oh,
that's supposed...
Mix results or something?
Yeah, supposed to mess with the results. And then that one.
Hey, do you want a delicacy that I had... involving olive oil?
Of course.
I want to get someone else's opinion on this. I think it's delicious, but it sounds disgusting. But I had it in Spain.
Okay.
So you get orange slices.
I like oranges.
I know you love oranges. Get a little bit of cinnamon. Sprinkle some cinnamon on top.
Interesting.
Or you could use cinnamon sugar if you want. And then you drizzle olive oil on top of it. Now, I use Spanish olive oil. It's a little bit more herby.
Okay.
That's it.
All right, hold on.
It's a healthy, delicious.
Is it like a
treat.
Dessert?
Yeah, treat or dessert. Yeah, because you got the cinnamon on it, orange, and then you it's fantastic. It's a snack. It's a fantastic dessert snack.
You want another snack?
Yeah.
I'll try that. Yeah. I'll try that.
Look at the rest of it.
If you try this, you get a bag of popcorn.
Okay, right? Got me there.
Okay.
Shredded cheese, butter.
No, I saw Selena Gomez doing this on Jimmy Fallon. Years ago, all right. There's a clip out there.
You got me with popcorn. Huh?
I have a thing for Selena Gomez.
Mm-hmm. I know you do.
All right. So you open up the bag of your Pop Secret or Orville Redenbacher. You take hot sauce. All right. You just dump hot sauce in with the popcorn. All right. However hot you want it, whatever you like
in the bag.
In the bag. Okay. You put a little extra salt in there. Close the bag up, shake it all together, put it in a bowl. Then you have a plate and you put pickle juice on the plate and you dip your popcorn into pickle juice and eat it.
Sounds healthy. You got a lot of flavors going on there, so it's going to distract you from how bland just popcorn is.
I know, but I've never heard of combining hot sauce, pickle juice, popcorn, salt. I'll show you the video.
All right, show me the video. You have me intrigued, I'll say. It's maybe similar to like a spicy Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll try. Send me the video. I'm interested in it.
I'm interested.
You know what I think people need to do more? We need more homemade popcorn machines.
Like the old school?
Old school. My dad did it every night. I think he's kind of cut it out recently in the last few years because he just didn't want to be – he wasn't – as active as he used to be, so he couldn't burn it off. But I'm telling you, as a kid, every night, my dad, it seemed like every night, maybe it wasn't, he has this giant bowl, like yellow, like 70s plastic bowl.
Okay.
Yeah. It's massive.
I know what you're talking about.
So then he would go under the kitchen counter, get out the homemade popcorn popper, put it on the counter, open the jar of his kernels, pour them in there, turn it on, and homemade popcorn is 10 times better than the stale popcorn that comes out of the bag.
Can you make like caramel corn? Caramel popcorn?
I think you can. He never has. The Cahill special popcorn, shredded cheese that melts, and butter.
Hold on, cheese on your popcorn?
It's unbelievable.
I've never heard of that.
Do you like it's like
who doesn't like cheese?
I mean, the three best things on earth. I've agreed to this with Danny Rouillet before. Three best things on earth: cheese, butter, bread. You can't beat it. Okay. Especially in those three things together.
Yeah, orgasmic.
Now you swap out the bread for popcorn, it's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah. You feel a little better about yourself.
But I don't have a homemade popcorn machine, so I hardly ever do it.
You only really have one if you have like a theater room. They're always in it.
We didn't have a theater room growing up. We didn't have a theater room.
Your dad just liked popcorn.
My dad loves popcorn.
Has he ever had Fisher's?
No.
Would he thumb his nose at that?
He probably would, yeah. I don't even know if my dad's ever had caramel corn.
Well, that's a delicacy.
or whatever. What did you call it? What is it called?
It's caramel popcorn.
Yeah, caramel. Yeah. That's what Fisher's is?
Yeah, well, they have different kinds.
You're thinking of kettle corn. Kettle corn. Yeah. No. We're straight popcorn, cheese, butter family. All right? Because what's that word?
Congeal.
Congeals into like these big, you remember those things, the popcorn balls with gumdrops in them?
Of course.
It's like a cheese and butter version of that. And it's just like a nice baseball size thing of popcorn. So much grease.
Yeah. Can you imagine your hands?
Your hands are so, it's awesome.
That's funny. Hey, got to let you know, when you have a snack like that, you should wash it down with some Don't Sleep energy drink. Get some today by going to DontSleepEnergy.com right now and use that promo code Biddies to save 10% on every order if you get 2 ounce energy shots, the sugar-free drink. Also, it's on Amazon. And wishing Mike the best. He just got done oral surgery, Drab. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah, I talked to him the other day.
I feel better, Mike.
Yeah, I'm sure he's doing well. Don't laugh too hard at this episode. I don't want your molar to pop out. Don'tsleepenergy.com right now. Get some. Support the show. Support Mike. When we come back, I want to get into this India Times story, Draft, about Gen Z is into older dating. And no, I'm not talking about sugar daddies. They're looking for love with an age.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome back to Bit Season, episode 170. Hey, shout out to our one listener. Hold on, let me bring this up. He tweeted us today, and he has very kind words. Okay, there it is. D, shout out D. He says he's on episode 68 of Bit Season. I guess he's starting all the way at the beginning. Love that, D. About thank you.
Hopefully, 2 years behind.
Yeah, hopefully, you make it to 170. You don't quit on us. But anyways, I teased Gen Z is into finding love, even if it's older to them. It's an article in the New York Post that we kind of put in the binder all week, and the guys never really
I think it went 0-for-3 in the binder this week. They were not into the Gen Z story.
And when you say younger people are finding love with older gentlemen, or older ladies,
mm-hmm.
You kind of think of a sugar daddy, sugar baby scenario, and this is not the case. The article outlines that when you're looking for love, that a lot of people in their 20s, Gen Zers, are saying age is just a number, and that a soulmate is out there for them. And it doesn't have to be a 1 year age gap, a no year age gap. It can be a 20 year age gap, but the people are starting to believe soulmates are out there. That's why you're looking for love, even if it's in a assisted living home.
Hey, I really hate my entire career. I never want to be one of the guys that kind of jones on the generation coming up and say like, oh, you have it so much easier than us. And I just don't think that that's fantastic. I don't know, way to live your life out. It just makes you seem
resentful
or cynical or whatever it is. But there have been a lot of comments about this article and a lot of points have made over the years that this maybe isn't a reflection that more of a reflection on Gen Z men than it is on like women just being attracted to older guys or with money or anything like
that. I could definitely see that.
On Twitter, I'm reading some comments about it. It says, I read the article and it makes good points, but in the end, it's really about Gen Z men, and the overwhelming majority of them are absolutely pathetic. They have no skills, trades, confidence, or anything they can market to women.
Wow.
Article is not surprising. Do you feel like younger women are just... like, have men changed that much in the last 20 years? Are we so much better? Am I so much better than Michael Marr as a man?
I don't know, but I kind of gets me going.
Or AWOD? I mean, AWOD is a great example.
I think
woman would want to marry AWOD? A desperate one. I'm just kidding, Adam. I'm actually scheduled to meet Adam's girlfriend in a couple weeks.
Interesting.
I think I shouldn't say, I think I have met her. Maybe briefly.
But I, you know what do we offer that someone in their 20s or, you know what I mean, doesn't have? My guess is when you're older, I think you're kind of more confident and you kind of know what you want in life. And I think that's much more attractive to a woman than saying a guy kind of floating out there, unsure of himself, doesn't really know what the future holds. I think that's the main thing that's unattractive to women who are in their 20s.
But aren't women's standards too high at times for men of people of their own age? Like, that's why. And look, women want security and they want a provider. At the end of the day, that's what they're going to go back to. What do men want, Valdez?
Pussy.
Well, I'm going to say that. But.
It's a joke.
I mean, he's not really that far off.
They desire attractive qualities.
I guess women that, of younger age that still
it's
physically.
It's nature.
Are more appealing.
It's human nature, Drab.
Yeah, it is human nature. I'm not telling you anything that hasn't been discussed before.
Yeah.
I don't want any 40-year-old women sending me hate mails.
Yeah, we don't want that. That I think. So you're saying what a woman wants when she's 25 is impossible to give when someone's the same age.
I don't really think that this like they kind of go hand in hand. To me, women say they don't want sugar daddies, right? They're dating older men not because they have money.
No, but they're dating them
because they're more mature. And what comes along with maturity a lot of the time is money.
Yes. Usually the older you are, the more wealth you've accumulated through your life.
Yeah.
So it does go hand in hand like that. But the expectations, like, I think women need to be a little more grounded when they're 25. You know what I mean? You're kind of still like you think you're an adult when you're 25. You're not really an adult.
Mm-hmm. You still have a lot of figuring out to do.
There's a lot of stuff that you need to figure out. And I think it's a lot. You're kind of missing out on growing up together with someone if you're just trying to, you know, skip the line and go be together with a guy who's 45. It's all. That's what it feels like. It feels like women are trying to cut the line.
Hey, Valdez, let me cut the bullshit with you. All right, you're a guy that is not married. All right, what is the lowest age you would date and the highest age you would date right now? Like, if you, how old are you? 36?
37.
37. What age is too creepy? Like, what age is would you date a 25-year-old?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
30-year-old, of course you would.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You don't they say, isn't the divide your age and add 7?
is that the rule of thumb?
Yeah, that's the rule of thumb. What's 37 divided by 2?
Let's just say 18 and a half.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's so hard. 18 and a half. Yeah. So 19 plus 7.
So 26.
Okay. I think you could get away with that.
It would have to be a special 26.
It would have to be a special 26. Okay.
You'd have
What's
to be-
the highest? I'm more interested in the highest age range you would date.
50.
What? A 50-year-old woman would be so bored of you. What are you going to offer her?
We'll play Jeopardy together.
Are you an old
fortune.
Soul? Maybe you always said you're an old soul.
I am an old soul.
I'm trying to think. Could you keep a 50-year-old woman interested? I have no doubt that you could keep a 26-year-old woman interested by all these.
What do you mean by keep her interested? Like, like entertain her?
Yeah, like how would you... I wouldn't even know how to talk to a 50-year-old woman.
I mean,
outside of
I would just be myself. If and
do you
if
think
we
you
clicked,
could do you think you could woo a 50-year-old woman?
Take it to a silent movie.
Hey, you're not that far from 50.
I know. I don't know why you keep why that's so jarring to you. Hmm. Yeah, I think I could. Send her flowers to her retirement home. Maybe I'd bump it up to 55. So get in one of those retirement communities.
I also don't like on the show that Bickle always thinks that I'm into old ladies. When I mean like really old ladies. Because today he was asking, I did say I'd make out with Martha Stewart, but I was just being stupid. It goes for me the other way. But I always say this. I hope people don't think I'm too serious on the show. Like, I think there's people out there who really think that if I, you know, my wife died in a car wreck, as the junkies like to say, that I would literally date a 19-year-old girl. I think there's some of us out there that think that. Just because I like to joke around that if I'm 85 years old, that I want one last run with a 24-year-old.
One last romp?
Yeah.
That, you know, that's why you like Bill Belichick so much.
I think Bill Belichick gets too much hate. But I will say this. I'm not afraid to say this. I think Shannon Sharpe is stupid. I think Shannon Sharpe is a stupid person for what he did. How dumb can Shannon Sharpe be? Be so quick-witted, so on it on TV,
right,
and have all these fantastic takes and galvanize people, but so be so stupid in your personal life. And everyone knows exactly what I'm talking about. Why would a guy that can get almost any woman out there, any single girl that he wants, why is he effing around with a 20-year-old OnlyFans girl? Like, dude, what is going through your tiny brain?
I'll tell you exactly. Lust. It's a deadly sin. Lust. And you're seeing it right now.
Why can't he lust? Why isn't he lusting after a 25-year-old single girl that's not on OnlyFans? Like, you know what OnlyFans girls are after. They're after money, Shannon, and you have a lot of it.
Yeah, you just
why would you even
signed a
entertain
big deal.
A girl like that?
I don't
it's
know.
It's a trap. It was an easy trap that you could sidestep. It's a groupie or a gold digger, whatever you want to call him. And to be honest, she wasn't even that good looking. She looked like an average OnlyFans girl out that's desperate for money.
Look, I think
what is
Shannon.
He doing?
I think Shannon has a type.
He's pissed me off. He actually pissed me off.
And his type is young. And this was a very available, a very easy. Shooting fish in a barrel, young woman that he could have a sexual relationship with.
It's not for me. It's not so much the age. I know people aren't going to really like that. I do think there's a difference between 20 and 24. That might sound stupid, but I think that...
No, I agree.
I do think the Jennifer Hudson girl is more capable of making a decision than a girl who's still in college or just out of high school.
This is why the Belichick thing is different than the Shannon Sharpe thing, where obviously there's an age difference.
I think the Belichick thing is cute. I'm not going to lie. I think it's kind of cute.
No, this is the difference. It's because he met her like on a plane. Like he spit game at her. Like this isn't you know what I mean?
But how do we know that Shannon Sharpe didn't meet this girl out on a plane?
I guess you could say that. But if you're an OnlyFans girl,
yeah.
You know, my guess is like you probably messaged her or something along those lines. The way that you meet if you're an OnlyFans girl is different than if you were a student and you're on a plane like that. Like at least the relationship between Bill and this
I just don't get it, dude.
Younger gal seems to be more.
Could Shannon
less of a physical interaction than with Shannon and his conquest.
Shannon Sharpe is famous, good looking, and rich. He can literally have the pick of the litter. This wasn't like a Steve. Remember when Steve Phillips was married and he was like having sex with that pig like 15 years ago on the side?
Yeah.
And they got to do like a big fight in his driveway. Like that, he was desperate for anything outside of his marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And he would have just taken whatever was given to him. Shannon Sharpe, again, I like envision Shannon Sharpe with some beautiful 30-year-old light-skinned woman out there that wants to have his babies or whatever is going on. It's just some absolute smoke show. And he's fucking around with a 20-year-old average-looking OnlyFans girl. It actually makes me furious at him. That he's going to piss it all away. He's going to get fired from ESPN because maybe you can deny the allegations. I'm not even saying what's
guilty
true.
Or
I have no idea.
Right.
I have no thoughts on that. I mean, I hope that didn't happen because that would mean he's an evil person.
Right.
But then again, she would be evil for extorting him if it wasn't true. So I don't know. I haven't thought too. I'm more mad for him putting himself in that situation. You got to be smarter than that. He has to know this.
Especially because don't you like... When you're an athlete and you're younger and you have the world is your oyster, like, aren't you taught about this? Like he's kind of experienced this for years and years and years.
He's for 30 years, 35 years he's been
like
famous.
It's old hat to him. Like, he just didn't come into a bunch of money and then he's kind of clueless about how, you know, some of these women act and work and are allegedly. You know what I mean? Like, he's been around this nonstop. His entire life.
Yeah, eventually it's going to catch up to you.
I'm more mad with how kinky he is.
Really? Why?
Oh, you don't know have you read the text messages?
Yeah, about choke. Well, but why does that upset you?
Well, it's not upset me, but just because, like, I don't know, because I've seen him on TV for years and years and years, and I just didn't realize how freaky he is.
Well, don't you remember the Michelle video where he was screaming her name when he went live on Instagram and all that?
I know.
And he always talking about on this with Chad Johnson about their sexual exploits.
I got the icks from saying the words from saying baby gravy.
Yeah.
I get the icks begging to have your big black baby put inside you. I get icky thinking about that a little bit.
I'm just angry at him for having this great platform and just making stupid decisions. And if you want to be a sex worker, fine. I don't care. Be a sex worker. I've looked at plenty of pornography in my life to be too judgmental on that. Oh, by the way, I have an update for you.
You have a sex worker triggered something?
Just, like, I have an ADD update. Anyways, I'm mad at Shannon Sharpe, but I'll tell you. You get my point. Saturday before Easter, I went to confession. Right?
Oh,
I don't know if I should share this kind of stuff, but you might get a kick out of it.
I'll definitely get a kick out of your confessions.
Play Usher song.
Yeah. Cue up Usher right now.
First off, it went on. So I went to confession on Saturday because I wanted to get it done before Easter, and it had been a while since I'd
left. How long was that line?
Here's the thing: there was like no line. There was no either. The people had already went before I got there.
Yeah,
but there was nobody left, and I think he knew that nobody else was out there. It went on way too long. Longest one of my life. Usually they're like, I don't know, 3-4 minutes.
Yeah,
I don't know, but this was like over 10. It felt like it was 10 minutes. It wasn't just because I was listing so many things off. Right? No, he was just sharing all the inside of the world with me.
Okay.
Which I appreciated, but it was kind of odd that it was going on for so long. I'm going over my list of things that I'm repenting for, right? Mm-hmm. Of course, I mention lust. Right? Standard. I'm a guy. I'm not above it. Trying to get better.
Did you say you lusted after the Hooters waitress?
I didn't mention Hooters specifically, but... I did mention online, you know, I mentioned online pornography.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And said, you know.
Yeah, I appreciate your honesty and confession because I bet you there's a lot of guys.
I mean, if you're not, then you're just wasting time, right? Okay. This is for you. This is for between you and God. You know, you're not really hiding anything from him. I go, I'm listing off the things, you know, anger, whatever it is.
Covet thy something or other.
A list of things.
Hey, you've been coveting, Drab?
And then I get to the lust and I say, I've lusted, you know, I've had sinful thoughts about women
Sarah
that are
J.
not women that are not my wife. I've looked at online pornography. I go down the next thing, right? I just try to go right by. Yeah. And he goes, hold up there, son. How often are you looking at online pornography? And he starts, you won't believe what he starts
with.
He
got interrogated?
Yeah.
Oh, did he mention OnlyFans?
You won't believe what the, he started with how often, and he goes, monthly? he goes, is it monthly? Weekly? And I'm just silent on the other end. And he goes, daily?
He really clear his throat.
Yeah, and I go, bothered be probably closer to daily. She goes, okay, good to know. All right.
Hey, he looked down on you.
I don't got, thank God he couldn't see me. Because, you know, there's the partition between us about these. The shame that I felt. And then we go through the whole thing and whatever. And
How many Hail Marys?
Quite a few Hail Marys, quite a few Our Fathers by the end of it. But the good news, I was cleansed and when I walked out of there. So
have you done it since?
No comment. It's a battle. It was a battle we're working on. We're getting through. We're working on it.
Hey, Beck.
It was humiliating that he started with monthly.
Hey, you should have said, you know who you're talking to.
Come on. Cut the BS, father.
I mean, monthly.
Is there a guy on the planet? I mean, maybe. I'm sure there are. Maybe I'm just so out of whack that that seems absurd to me.
Back to Shannon real quick.
Yeah.
So do you think he's paying OnlyFans girls? Like he's subscribing to them?
I think they're in his DMs.
Oh, he got caught. Oh, now I look down on him even more.
I think girls are sliding, sex workers, or these thoughts are sliding into his DMs.
I mean, we get that all the time. Don't you get like all that spam crap all the time?
Yeah, but I don't think they're spam. I think they're...
Oh, I thought...
I think the thoughts are just saying, hey, Shannon, loved you on today. You were so funny.
You had a great take on... Dunking
the Cowboys.
On,
dunking on Stephen A. Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah.
I actually look even more down on him if mm-hmm. that's how he fell for it.
I mean, I don't know. I'm assuming that's how he met. But maybe they met on a plane like Belichick. Again, I'm supportive of that relationship because it seems more real to me.
Yes, exactly.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
It seems less transactional.
Seems less sexual.
Yeah. Like this is just a sexual relationship.
Now, well, that I'm sure that Belichick relationship will end horribly. I'm sure it will, but
didn't you predict that he's going to impregnate
her?
Bother
you, yeah, and then I got mad at JP for trying to steal my bit.
I will say, have you listened to the recordings? I love this.
Yeah, yeah,
I love
the first ones that came out.
It's bringing me back to the Mel Gibson Oksana days, where every day around 9:30 we were releasing Mel tapes.
I remember those days. Yeah.
Yes.
Must listen to radio.
So we're getting like a daily Shannon Sharp phone call to his girl. You know what I can't get? What I can't get. So now this is if all of these tapes aren't like edited and put together.
It could be, yeah.
I mean, because it could be. How is he having this conversation with this woman where there's like 20 seconds of silence between them? Like he'll say something.
Yeah, and then awkward. All of a sudden it's very awkward,
silent, and then she has a two word reply.
It's clearly not a very good relationship. There's a lot of communication issues between them.
I'd hang up the phone immediately. I was like, all right, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Shannon, you gotta know that you're being recorded. It was such an obvious recording to me. The way she was, like the other girl was talking, it seemed like a setup, but maybe I'm just seeing it from the other side now that I know.
Are you into the possibility of a sex tape coming out?
No, because I don't want anything to do with like a sexual assault, like between them two. Because she made my dick go limp with
accusing someone of something,
rape, and then make it sexual at the same time. So no, I have less than zero interest in that. I don't even. The whole thing is kind of making me uncomfortable. I have no idea what he did or didn't do, or if he's being set up, or if he sexually assaulted her. I just know he's stupid. That's what I know. End of rant.
All right, fair point. Yeah. Fair point.
All right, on that note, I think it's the end of bit season.
thank you guys for listening, especially D. Hopefully you make it to episode 170.
Yes, thank you, D. And not D. Woods, the other new D.
Yeah, this is D.
Well, even though I think D. Woods has listened to all 168 episodes.
Especially the one he's been on over and over again.
All right. Everybody have a great weekend, and we will talk to you soon.
See ya.
Later.